episode 413, Wake Up Happy.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, happy day, good morning. Yes, we are going to say good morning because you are to wake up happy. Wouldn't it be awesome? Every morning that you would just wake up, poof, I am ready for the day. I am ready to conquer the world, and I have joy within my heart, and nothing's going to go wrong. And if it does, I can handle it. Wake up happy. Do you wake up happy? Well, that's what we're talking about today. How are you, my sweet sister? You're looking pretty adorable. I love your smile, and your eyes sparkle so beautiful today. I just want you to know how grateful I am for you taking the time to listen, for sharing this podcast with your friends, with your family, and just saying, hey, I am getting some value from this. I really do appreciate it. I do, from the bottom of my heart. So today, we're going to jump right in because this is about Wake Up Happy. And I really started thinking about how I wake up in the morning because I've been changing my routine a little bit. As you all know, I'm training. I'm working with really sculpting my body. And it started working out, working on my nutrition, focusing on that for about a month. And then I started adding in the training. My training's been getting a little more rigorous as the months have gone by. Now we're about ready to finish our third month out, which is very exciting. And I'm feeling very strong. But sometimes we also have setbacks. When we have those setbacks, it's hard to wake up happy all the time because you're like, oh, I was going great. And you're like, oh man, not so much. Or if you don't have a setback, it's you want to change something. You're wanting something new and different. You're trying to get into a different routine that is going to help your lifestyle and the goals that you want to accomplish in the season of life that you're in. So how do you wake up happy? Well, number one, you choose to be happy. It's up to you. You don't just all of a sudden, the world doesn't say, okay, I'm going to crown you happy today. Or, oh, by the way, I'm going to crown you, you know, fussy, wussy bear. No, you choose. So are you going to choose happy today? How would it feel to wake up every morning feeling happy, ready to enjoy your day and soak up all the moments, whether they're good or whether they're bad? How do you wake up now? Do you actually wake up feeling energized? Do you wake up with enthusiasm? Do you wake up with a spunk in your spirit going, yes, this is going to be a great day? I mean, it's fun because if you have children, I know some of you don't. So if you do, then great. You understand this. If you don't have children, go borrow one for a night and you'll totally get this. So in the morning, when you wake up, when the children have had enough sleep, ultimately they're pretty happy kiddos. There's not much. I mean, they wake up with a smile. My kiddos come bouncing in the morning and they tell me good morning. And they, most of the time they have a smile on their face. It's not something now when they haven't had their sleep. Oh my gosh, it's the grouch and you better watch out because they need their sleep. Part of that's the temperament of my children. But as a whole, that's what it is with kiddos. They just come up happy. Well, they're excited. They have energy. When we get older, we lose that excitement. We lose that enthusiasm, that energy. All of those E's go down the drain. We're thinking of what? We're probably groggy, wanting to hit that snooze button just one more time, wishing it was your day off to chill with no schedule. We don't have that luxury all the time. We have other people who dictate our schedule. So wouldn't it be nice to wake up happy? All would be great if we could do that. However, in order to wake up happy, you must choose your happy. Remember, we already talked about that. You've got to make a choice and you say, yes, I want to be in this. I want to create my happy. So how do you do that? Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Pre-prep your happy to wake up happy. It's easy as that. It's the pre-prep. Remember how a while back we talked about kind of building your commitments when you're looking at a goal and how do you go about it and figuring out what to do and kind of some orders of that you're thinking. You have to decide, you commit, you have to plan, you have to prep. Well, this all falls under the pre-prep. This is all before that that plan and prep. You've already planned. So now your prep is happening. But the thing is, you've got to pre-prep before you execute and take aim. Okay. So the pre-prep you're happy is this. It's basically three things. And they're very simple, but I want to break them down for you just a little bit. Number one, how do you want to feel? You need to ask yourself that question. How do you want to feel? It's a very important question to ask. Maybe the word for you isn't happy. Maybe you just want to wake up and you just really want to wake up and you want to feel joy. Okay, great. That's awesome. So what you do when you say, how do I want to feel? You need to set a power of intention statement. Now, what I mean by that is you need to set kind of, this could come from like the theme of the week. Maybe you have a word of the day. Maybe you have a meditation or a scripture or devotion that you're reading. And so you've pulled something from there. It has meaning to you. That's what we're talking about with the power of intention statement here. It's your power of intention of feeling. What do you want to feel when you wake up? Now, once when you have that, you're going to write it on a sticky note. And guess where you're going to put it? Yep, next to your alarm clock. Now, if you're smart, your alarm clock is not right where your hand can reach it. You need to physically get out of bed because then you can't hit that snooze button as easily and as quickly, which I so like to do, by the way. But oddly enough, I will tell you here in a minute, I do not wake up to an alarm clock, but that's a sidebar and I'll come back to that. So when you write it on a sticky note, and I say a sticky note because you can change it. For some of you, you may just want to do this for the week. The pre-prep may be for the week and you just have that there. What are you doing to yourself? When you actually wake up, what have you left yourself? A love note, a joy note, something that says, this is the way your day is going to go. That's empowering you on how you start your day. You have a choice, so you're choosing it. It does make a major impact on how your morning will go. Now, that doesn't mean that your life is going to be brilliant and wonderful and beautiful the whole day through, that you're not going to have hiccup moments and pitfalls and craziness. No. But the way you approach your day is going to be a lot different. And hopefully, you're going to wake up happy. Okay, so you want to ask that question, how do you want to feel? How do I want to feel? Get that power of intention statement. Write it on a sticky note. The number two, what do you want to accomplish or to do? What do you want to accomplish? Okay, for that little morning. Okay, now, some of you, you're like, well, I go to work, so, you know, I don't know what I want to do. Okay, that's fine. If that's what you want to do and you're going to go to work, then you need to prep to have everything ready for work. So that part of what you want to accomplish, you got to organize your morning outfits or your plan fits is what I call them. Organize your plan fits. So you want to have what you need for that morning already prepared. It's already laid out. So if you are going to work and you know what it is, then already know what you're going to wear. Do you know how many times I've stood in my closet looking and saying, I have nothing to wear? How many times? I mean, I think that just comes with the territory of being a woman. Now, yes, my husband says that once in a while too, and I just have to giggle because I'm thinking, really, dude, you have so much in there to wear. But me, on the other hand, I have nothing to wear. What am I going to wear? And we can sit there and stew over it for 25 to 30 minutes. That's not a good way to start our morning. That is not a way to wake up happy. It just is not. So make the decision before. That's all part of the pre-prep to your happy. So organize your morning plan fits. So that includes your outfits. Okay. For example, maybe you work at home and you don't go anywhere. So maybe what you need to do is you need to have your morning outfit that you're going to wear. Maybe part of it is a workout. So lay your workout stuff. Get your tennis shoes out and ready. Get those socks that you want to wear. Okay? Have it all ready. For me personally, what I do is, number one, I don't wake up to an alarm clock. Now, my husband does, so that does wake me up. But I don't necessarily get up when his alarm goes off. I get up when my body wakes up. Sometimes it's before his alarm goes off. Sometimes it's after he gets out of the shower. So that's way after the alarm has gone off. It depends. I really allow myself, I mean, I have somewhat of that luxury. Now, yes, I have to get out of the bed at some point because I take care of the children. I get them off to school. I get the breakfast ready. The lunch is ready. I make sure my hubby has his breakfast and all, and he's out the door. I take care of everybody in the morning. I take the kiddos to school, etc. So I have to be dressed too. So it's really important. The days that I feel less rushed are the when I have pre-prepped everything. So my plan fits are laying out there. It's organized. It's ready, including my water bottles for that day. Yes, you know I drink how many? Over a gallon to a gallon and a half of water a day. I have those filled and already chilled, ready for me in my refrigerator. Now, I personally am not a coffee drinker, but let's say you're a coffee drinker. Well, put out your mug already for the morning. You know, you don't just have to set the timer and have your coffee ready so it already starts, you know, brewing and all that. So when you come out, you're ready to have it. No, you can actually just set out your mug that you want to use and have. It's a great way to start a cheery morning, okay? So really think about how you can organize your plan fits, okay? Whatever works in your schedule and have it ready. And then the second part to that of what you want to do or what do you want to accomplish is your first focus, okay? So your area that you're going to first focus on, you got to have it ready. If you work out at home and you get up in the morning, you work out before you go to work, then great. That area needs to be prepped. If it's an area where it's just in your living room and the kids played that night, the toys need to already be picked up. Because why? You do not have time to sit there and put all their toys away to get them out of the way. You've already wasted then 5 minutes of your time. And then guess what? Underneath your breath, you're going, oh, these children, could they not just pick them up? And you wonder why you start off with a bad morning. So don't do that to yourself. So allow your first focus area to be ready. That's your focus there. Have it prepped and ready. Like when I work out and I do it after the kids, I've taken care of everybody. They've gone off. And that's usually an hour and a half. Unless if I wake up real early, then it's simply to go out for a run or I'm on the treadmill or elliptical doing my cardio. So it's my cardio in the morning when I wake up real early. I do not lift necessarily at 4 o'clock in the morning. Just depends on what my training schedule is. So when I have that done, what I usually do is I already know what my next training schedule is going to be. So that area has already been prepped. So I don't have to go back to it. Okay? Make sense? Does that help? Number three. You need to open the blinds and get some sun rays going. Call them rays of hope. That's what the sun is there for. Open your blinds. And so this is actually when you wake up. So let's pretend, we gotta walk through this. Okay, let's pretend the alarm has gone off. You've already done the pre-prep, you're happy. Okay, because you're choosing whatever it is. Well, today my power statement is going to be my power my power of intention statement. Let's see, what would mine be today? Let's say it's going to be perseverance because I had a little bit of a setback, had a back spasm. And so my day today is perseverance. I'm going to push through and get this done. So I wake up, my alarm goes off or it's time for me to get up and I see my little sticky note, perseverance. You can do anything. Oh, I love that. Okay, perseverance. I can do anything. Immediately then I walk and I open up my blinds. That is the first thing I do and then I'm off to the bathroom. It's just how I do it in my bedroom. That's what I do. And then after I do that, I'm washing my hands. I brush my teeth. Usually I see my husband around if he hasn't gone in already early to work. Sometimes he goes in really early and sometimes he doesn't. So if I see him, we may chat a little bit, and then I'm off to get ready and take care of the children. And of course, then, well, after I'm done with that, I'm getting dressed. So I'm fully ready, and I go, and I start the day out with them, getting the breakfast and lunches ready, getting them out the door to school, getting my hubby out the door, and then I come home, and I'm ready to start my time. So I go into my training, or I go into my writing, or I go into my recording. I get to chat with you, okay? That's how my day ends. Or I should say that's how it begins. That's how my morning ends. Does that make sense? So you can wake up happy, but it is truly a choice. And I think a lot of times what we think is going to happen is, well, aren't we just supposed to feel good when we wake up? No, not necessarily. And it goes to a lot deeper than this. You can add things in there like nutrition. If you have to have more energy, watch the amount of yucky processed food that you eat. late at night. And I'm talking late at night. I'm talking even for dinner. You know, make yourself a really good dinner that's filled with really earth-filled, God-given fruits and vegetables and protein that's going to help you. You'll sleep better. You'll feel better. You'll wake up in the morning with more energy than if you've had, oh, just nothing but filler stuff that just kind of bloats your stomach and inflames it. And then you fill up, I mean, you kind of feel like a hot air balloon when you get up. And that is no fun, feeling like a hot air balloon. Have you ever felt that way? I have, too many times. So wake up happy. I want you to feel happy. Choose to be happy. And if it's not happy, if happy isn't your word, then find a word. Maybe it's joy. You know, wake up joyful. You know, wake up inspired. Maybe it's a word of the day for you. It could be the word of the week. It could be your theme of the month. It could be the season of life that you're in right now at this moment. Use that for your inspiration. Go out, be present, be incredible. Wake up happy. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.